USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is predicting great things ahead in the Middle East.
For years you had blood in the sand. That's all you had, blood in the sand. You got nothing for it. They got nothing for it. Now you're going to have peace, and it'll be a real peace.
The president's comments as he hosted a White House signing ceremony for the new normalization accords between Israel, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. A settlement has been reached in the Breonna Taylor case.
The settlement includes a payment to Breonna's estate of $12 million.
Louisville Democratic Mayor Greg Fisher, the city of Louisville will also implement numerous changes in policing. Taylor was shot and killed in Louisville in March during a no-knock raid when her boyfriend, who she was with at the time, shot at the officers, and the officers shot back, killing Taylor. No officers are facing any criminal charges so far. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden on the road this Tuesday. Biden making his first campaign stop in Florida.
We've got to seriously tackle the mental health crisis we have. A suicide epidemic is claiming far too many of our veterans and service members.
Biden also saying we have an obligation to provide veterans with world-class care. The Department of Veterans Affairs is taking steps to alert veterans whose information was compromised. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Nearly 50,000 U.S. veterans being told their personal information may have been exposed by a hack. The Department of Veterans Affairs is sending out letters to those possibly affected after a data breach led to some medical payments being diverted. The VA confirms its system is now shut down as investigators are trying to piece together how it all happened.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When it comes to wildfires across California, Oregon, Washington State, what is the cause to these fires? Is it global warming? Is it forest mismanagement? Or is it a combination of both? Well, the truth lies somewhere in the middle. California has warmed approximately 3 degrees over the last century. Forage mismanagement plays a part as well, as Democratic Governor from California, Gavin Newsom, admitted on Monday. Michael Schellenberger is president of the Environmental Progress. He also has a new book out titled Apocalypse Never. He joins Fox News and says,
In the research for Apocalypse Never, I interviewed most of the top California forest scientists, and what they really emphasize is that there's two kinds of forests, one of which we don't have enough fires in. We actually needed more of the smaller prescribed burns or controlled burns. We haven't been doing that for 120 years, and so the wood fuel has been building up. That's why the fires are so intense. That's why there's so much smoke in San Francisco. And then there's another kind of fire, the shrubland fires, where we want less fires in.
Right.
And that's mostly been having to do with more people and more electrical wires, which they've failed to maintain for many decades because we've been focused on other things like building renewables.
Also, according to Jennifer Balk, director of the Earth Lab at the University of Colorado, she says that 93% of the fires started in California were started by humans. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.